奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
今天晚上从圣经跟大家一起学习，眼睛得开。
Like to study this topic, the gospel opens our eyes.
好，我们来看使徒行传的26章。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 26.
使徒行传26章。
Gospel Acts, chapter 26.
18节。
Verse 18.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。这一段圣经是主耶稣告诉保罗的一段讯息。
This is a passage where Jesus Christ spoken to Paul.
保罗是一个逼迫耶稣的人。
Paul or Saul used to be a person who persecuted Christians.
他教育相当的好。
He was very well educated.
而且在宗教上非常的热心。
And also, he was quite zealous in faith.
也有一些社会地位。
And also, has certain social standings.
他觉得主耶稣讲的道理跟当时犹太人所相信的不一样。
He feels that the words spoken by Lord Jesus was different from the Jewish belief.
所以有一次他要往大马士革去逼迫基督徒。
So one time he's going to Damascus to persecute the Christians.
从天上有大光照耀他。
And then there was a great light from heavens shone upon him.
那保罗就扑倒在地上。
Then Paul fell to the ground.
他就瞎眼了。
And then he was blind.
这是神很奇妙选召一个人的方法。
This was a very mysterious way in which God chose a person.
那以后神就告诉保罗神要他做什么。
Later on, God told Paul what he should do.
所以十八节说我差你到他们那里去。
So verse 18 says that I have sent you to them.
也就是主耶稣差遣保罗到非犹太人外邦人的世界去。
That is, God has sent Paul to those non-Jewish people, the so-called Gentiles.
下面说要叫他们眼睛得开。
So that to open their eyes.
那保罗去做什么？去传福音。
So what does Paul do if he goes? He is to go to preach the gospel.
那如果他们福音能够听得很清楚，他们的眼睛就开了。
If these people can understand the gospel, then their eyes will be open.
也就是说，他们没有听到福音之前，他们眼睛是没有开的。
That is to say, before they heard the gospel, their eyes were blind.
所以如果有人问信耶稣跟没有信耶稣到底差在哪里？
So people ask, what's the difference between a person who believes Christ and the ones who does not?
信耶稣就是眼睛开的。
So the ones that believe in Christ means to have their eyes open.
那没有信耶稣就是眼睛还没有开。
And the ones who does not believe means their eyes are blind.
那这个在实际上到底差在哪里？
So what is the physical differences?
圣经告诉我们，整个这个世界其实有两个世界。
Bible tells us this world in fact is split into two.
一个是物质界的世界。
One is this physical world.
那另外一个是属神的世界。
The other is a world that belongs to God.
也就是灵界。
That is the spiritual world.
那因为神看不见了，所以一般人对属灵的事情都不懂。
Since the spiritual world cannot be seen with our eyes, therefore people don't understand it.
所以虽然现在网络很发达，你从晚一直到晚上，就是不要做事，就天天在 上网哦，资讯都看不完。
So even though now the internet is quite advanced and we can just stay at home and we can find out all kinds of information.
但是这些资讯都是在描写我们看得见这个世界的事情。
However, these information are describing the things in this world that we can only see with our physical eyes.
所以我们在这个世界，很多人就觉得我们一生就是活在我们眼睛看得见的世界。
Therefore, many people thought that we are living under this world, which we can see and observe with our own eyes.
所以日光之下没有新事。
And so we know that under the sun, there will be nothing new.
差不多每一个人人生生活的目标大部分都一样。
That about everyone's goals in life are probably very similar or the same.
因为我们一生就是活在眼睛看得见的世界。
Because in our whole life, we live in this world, which our eyes can see.
那借着福音呢，就带我们进到神的面前。
But through the gospel, it can bring us before our God.
我们就能够看到神所看到的世界。
Then we are able to see the world, which God can see.
那我们发现我们人生会有很大的改变。
And then, we will discover.Our life would be changed.
所以信耶稣以后，我们不只活在物质界里面，我们还活在神的面前，活在灵界里面。
So after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, not only we live in this physical world, we also live before God's spiritual world.
那这对我们人的整个对人生的看法会有很大的改变。
And this towards our view of life, It would be drastically different.
我们生活的目标，我们的价值观，我们人生努力的方向会有很大的不同。
Our goals of life, our values in life, and also the direction of our lives would be very different.
而且这个不同非常的重要。
And these differences are, in fact, very important.
因为圣经告诉我们看不见的是永远的。
For the Bible tells us, what cannot be seen is eternal.
看得见的是暂时的。
What can be seen is temporary.
所以当一个人看到肉眼所没有看到的。
So when we can see the things that cannot be seen with our own eyes,
他已经看到那永远存在的世界。
Then he is able to see that world that is existing forever.
那接下去他就在提到四件事情。
And then here mentioned about four things.
当我们眼睛开了以后，我们发现信跟不信有四个主要的差别。
When our eyes are open, there are majorly four differences.
好，我们现在回来看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Now read Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
说叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light.
信跟不信的差别就是黑暗跟光明的差别。
Now, the belief and not belief, the difference is darkness and light.
没有信的就是活在黑暗里面。
Those who do not believe live in darkness.
那信就是活在光明里面。
And those who believe live in the light.
那黑暗跟光明又代表什么
？So what does the darkness and the light represent？
圣经告诉我们，黑暗代表死亡。
So Bible says that the darkness represents death。
所以我们的一生都好像日影拖长。你看太阳要下山了，影子越来越长，最后就进入黑暗。
And so we see that our life is like a shadow. It grows longer and longer as the sun sets, and then at the end, it is darkness.
那光明就是代表生命。
The light refers to life.
所以一个人信耶稣，就从死亡进到永生里面。
Therefore, when a person believes in the Lord Jesus, he will enter from darkness into light, or from death into life.
这个是非常大的不同。
This is a very big difference.
好，我们现在来看马太福音。
Turn to Gospel Matthew.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Book of Matthew chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音四章十二节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 12。
耶稣听见约翰下监，就退到加利利去。十三节。
13。
后来又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里，靠近海边西布伦跟拿弗他利的边界上。十四节。
14。
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。十五节。
15。
说西布伦跟拿弗他利，就是沿海的路。约翰额外的外邦人的加利利地。是六节。
16。
那坐在黑暗的百姓，看见有大光，坐在死荫的人发现有光照耀他们。这里主耶稣出来传福音。
So Jesus came out to preach the word.
他第一站到西布伦跟拿弗他利的边界。
And so the first place he went is near Zebulun and Naphtali.
那十四节说要应，这个是应验以赛亚的话。
And it is to fulfill what is written in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚是主耶稣出生前大概是700多年的一个先知。
The Isaiah prophet, he is a person who lived about 700 years before Jesus came.
那以赛亚书又叫做旧约的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is also called the book of gospel of the Old Testament.
它里面有很多预言，主耶稣的一生。
There are many prophecies regarding the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣还没有出生的700年前啊，神就把主耶稣要做什么，好像那个电影那个剧本都写好。
And so 700 years ago, even before Jesus Christ was born, the entire story of his life was already written.
那时间到，就这样一直演下来。
And when time comes, then it gets played out.
那主耶稣出来传福音啊，这个地方讲啊，坐在黑暗的百姓看见大光。
And so here it says, when Jesus came out to preach, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light.
那坐在死荫的人有光照着他们。
And those who sit in the shadow of death has light dawned upon them.
圣经里面讲，按着定命，人人都有一死。
And Bible tells us that everyone, according to the rule, everyone has to face death.
没有一个人不会死。
There's no one that would not die.
但是死的还没有结束。
But after death, that is not the end.
死后还有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
所以人生如果我们把它看到最后。
Therefore, if we were to look at our life toward the end,
就是有一个黑点一直靠近。
There is a point of darkness that is drawing closer and closer.
如果一个人去检查，这 X 光一照出来，你的肺有一个黑点，这个就不是好消息。
And if we were to take an X-ray of our lungs, and then people say that, well, there is a dark spot, then that is not good news.
但是每一个人你往前看有一个黑点。
And so we can imagine if we look forward, there is a point of darkness.
那个黑点就是死亡的阴影。
And that blackness, that black dot is the shadow of death.
那它一直靠近。
It's drawing closer and closer.
但是当这个死亡的阴影完全笼罩我们。
And when this darkness completely overshadows us,
我们就死了。
And we would have died.
所以圣经里面讲这个死没有一个人能够胜过。
So Bible says that no one can overcome death.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为圣经说死是罪的结果。
Because Bible tells us that death is the result of sin.
罪是死的原因。
For sin is the cause of death.
那我们都有罪，所以每个人都会死。
Since we all have sins, therefore that's why we will all face death.
因此人的出发点每一个人都一样。
So every one of us, we start with the same starting point.
我们是从零开始的。
We begin with zero.
但是人活到四五十岁，每个人都不一样。
And then when we live until the age of 40 or 50 years old, everyone, we're all very different.
因为每个人机会能力都不一样。
For our opportunities and also our talents are different.
但努力也不一样。
And also our efforts are different.
所以每个人都不一样。
So everyone, we live differently.
那有的就很高兴，因为很有成就；有的就有一点自卑，因为为什么我就是这样而已。
Some people would be happy because they thought that they accomplished much, and some would feel a little bit depressed because why am I like this?
哦，但是如果我们把它看到最后，人生的结论又一样。
But then we stretch out to the end of our life, then the result is also the same.
哦，人到最后还是归零。
Because at the end of our life, everyone returns to zero.
哦，所以我们在年轻的时候往前看，前途很明亮。
So when we're young, we look forward and we think that our future is bright.
哦，但是当我们年纪到大的时候
，But when we're older.
哦，我们再往前看，觉得人生很虚空。
We look forward, we feel that our life is quite in vain.
因为不管你成就什么
，Because does not matter how much we have accomplished.
一旦进到黑暗里面，就没有希望。
Once we enter into darkness, there will be no hope.
哦，所以到底谁能够帮助我们解决这个困难
？And so who can help us solve this problem?
哦，主耶稣来说，我就是生命的光。
Jesus came into this world and told us that He is the light of the world.
哦，生命就是光。
Life is light.
哦，所以主耶稣他就是生命本身。
So Lord Jesus Christ is life Himself.
哦，所以他说我是道路、真理、生命。
So He told us that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
哦，我是生命，我是复活。
That I am life and I am resurrection.
所以在他里面没有死亡。
So therefore, in Christ Jesus, there is no death.
哦，那他出去传福音，就是把这个光照亮那些会死的人。
So he went out to preach is to shine this light on those who are about to die.
哦，那光一照到，黑暗就没有了。
And when light comes, darkness disappears.
那我们就永远活在光明里面。
And we'll be able to forever live in the light.
这个叫做活泼的盼望。
Now this is called the living hope.
这个叫做永生。
This is the eternal life.
所以死亡只是穿过一道门，从物质看得见的世界进到一个看不见的灵界。
So then death is just a matter of door to enter from a physical world into the spiritual world.
啊，进到永远的光明里面。
To enter into the eternal light.
啊，所以这里我们回到使徒行传26章，就是从黑暗归向光明。
And so in Acts chapter 26, it tells us from darkness into light.
从死亡的控制进到永恒的生命。
From the control of death, enter into the eternal life.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音。
So I'll turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章的十九节。
John chapter 3, verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此显明。二十节
，20，
凡恨恶的、作恶的，便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节
，21，
但行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的是靠。神而行，这里讲光来到世间。
Here says that this light came into this world.
哦，那这个光就是主耶稣。
This light is Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣来到世界，这应该是大好的消息啊。
Lord Jesus came into this world is supposed to be this great wonderful news.
因为他要把光带给住在死荫的人。
For he will bring light to those people who live in the shadow of death.
哦，但是世界有很多人就不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
But there are many people in this world does not like light, but they want darkness.
这个黑暗代表什么？
What is this darkness?
这个黑暗就是代表罪的权势。
This darkness represents the authority of sin.
主耶稣要来解决我们的罪。
So Jesus Christ will come and solve the problem of sin.
但是很多人宁愿活在罪里面，他不愿意来就近耶稣。
However, many people they rather live in sins, rather than approach Lord Jesus.
因为罪里面常常有快乐。
For oftentimes there is certain happiness inside sins.
所以现在这个文化差不多是跟罪连在一起。
Therefore, we see that our culture is attached to sins.
哦，所以常常在娱乐的地方都是罪的地方。
So a lot of times, in the places of entertainment also contains sins.
所以你要叫他信耶稣吗？不是这么简单的。
So is it easy to ask people to come to believe in Christ? It is not so easy.
但是行真理的他就要来救光。
But those who practice truth will come to approach the light.
如果一个人很想要活在不被罪控制的生活，他就有希望了。
If a person does not want to live under the life that is controlled by sin, then that person has hope.
因为耶稣就是光啊。
Because Lord Jesus is the light.
所以进到主耶稣里面，黑暗就没有了。
So they enter into Christ, and then the darkness will go away.
所以主耶稣才讲啊，来到这里可以，来到他这里可以得自由。
So Lord Jesus said to come to him so that you may have freedom.
犹太人说我没有做过奴仆啊，你为什么讲得自由？
And the Jewish people said to him that I have never been a slave. Why do you tell us that we need freedom?
主耶稣说犯罪就是罪的奴仆。
And Jesus said that if you sin, you are a slave to sin.
所以主耶稣要来解决我们的罪。
So Lord Jesus Christ comes to solve the problem of our sins.
因此我们在教会里面呢，看到很多的人啊，会赌博，会抽烟，会喝酒，很多的坏习惯啊，真的来就近主耶稣的救恩啊，这个罪的习惯、罪的捆绑，渐渐就得到释放。
So we see many people have habits of gambling or other bad habits. They come to believe in Jesus, and their bondage to these problems were released.
那这样的人生活在光明里面就有平安，就有喜乐。
Then they can live in the light, and their life will become joy and happy.
但是如果人活在罪里面，不愿意来就近光，这个罪的生活就没有前途。
But if a person rather live in sins in darkness, then that person's life will have no future.
有时候造成婚姻问题，有时候造成家庭问题，有时候造成两代的问题，有时候造成人际关系的问题，很多问题。
And then sometimes they will have issues within their marriage, within the different generations, or otherwise other type of problems in their lives.
所以信跟不信差在哪里？
So what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
信的人有永生，有光明。
Those who believe has eternal life, has the light.
不信的人在黑暗，在死亡的阴影。
And those who does not believe live in darkness and in the shadow of death.
信的人可以脱离罪的辖制，进到光明里。
Those who believe can escape the bondage of sins and enter into light.
但是没有信的人，他没有办法脱离罪，所以他继续活在黑暗里。
So those who do not believe cannot escape the bondage of sin and continue to live in darkness.
好，我们现在回来看使徒行传二十六章。
Send them back to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章的十八节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
十八节的中间从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
And so to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
在物质界里面整个世界里面有差不多快要200个国家。
And in this physical world, there's about some 200 countries.
感谢神我们有机会来到美国。
And we thank God that we are given the chance to come to the United States.
如果我们最近看到伊拉克很多的难民争着要逃出来。
And we see that many people in Afghanistan, they try to flee that there.
那只要挤进那个机场的大门，就等于有了希望。
They thought that if they were to squeeze into the door of the airport, they would have some glimmer of hope.
所以能够在美国很自由的世界，这是一种福气。
And so to be able to live in the United States and enjoy freedom, it is a true blessing.
但是如果你美国住不惯，可以到加拿大，还有很多的选择。
And if you think that you're not used to United States, you can go to Canada. There are many choices.
但是在灵界里面只有两个国。
However, in a spiritual world, there is only two.
一个就是魔鬼。
One kingdom is of Satan.
那一个就是神。
And the other is a kingdom of God.
所以圣经里面讲这个世界的王是谁？
So Bible tells us who is the king of this world.
哦，这个世界的王就是魔鬼。
The king of this world is Satan.
哦，但是主耶稣出来传福音。
But Jesus Christ came out to preach.
啊，的信息就是天国近了。
The gospel of the message is that the heavenly kingdom is near.
那个天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那天国近了，就是神的国要借着主耶稣。开一条路让我们进去。
And the kingdom of God is near is to tell us Jesus will open a way that to allow us to go in.
哦，那世界这个国魔鬼控制，然后神的国神在做王。
And so this world is controlled by Satan, but the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is controlled by God.
到底这个两个世界差在哪里？
What is the differences between these two kingdoms?
啊，这个两个世界就是神跟魔鬼的差别。
And the difference is the difference between Satan and God.
啊，所以我们看整个世界啊，我们是整个世界非常的混乱。
And so we see that in this world, it is quite chaotic.
啊，为什么？因为魔鬼在做王。
And why is that? It is because Satan is a king.
啊，因此我们能够借着主耶稣的救恩。圣经说要迁到爱子的国度，好像移民哦，移到主耶稣的国里面。
And so, if we can be as an immigrant and moving into the kingdom of God,
哦，那这个对我们一生有很大的影响。
Then it will affect and transform our life.
好，我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
十四章
，Chapter 14。
罗马书十四章的第十七节
，Romans Chapter 14 Verse 7。
罗马书十四章十七节。
Chapter 14 Verse 17。
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
这个地方讲神在做王的地方。
So here says the place where God is the king.
第一个就是公义。
First of all, there is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
一切都是对的，这个就是公义。
What is right? That is righteousness.
那在神看起来对的就是没有罪。
What is deemed right in the eyes of God, that means there's not sin.
所以如果我们能够进到神的国里面
，So if we can enter into the kingdom of God,
常常祷告被圣灵充满
，If we can pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就不会被罪捆绑
，We will not be in the bondage of sin.
我们能够做我们想要做的，不会去做我们不想做的。
We can do the things we want and not do the things we don't want.
那这个就是真正的自由。
That is the true freedom.
那接下去呢？这在讲神的国在乎和平或者平安。
And then it says the kingdom of God is of peace.
所以有神同在。
So if we have God's abidance,
我们的生活没有。忧愁没有害怕
，Our life will be without worries or fear.
因为这个神就是我们的父亲呢。
For this God is our Father.
我们做我们应该尽的本分，做不到就交托给神。
We do whatever we can do, and the parts that we unable to do, we can entrust this unto God.
那基督的平安常常在我们心里面。
Then the peace of Lord Jesus will be within our hearts.
所以我们生活就不会有恐惧害怕。
Therefore, our life would be without fear or we would not be afraid.
那平安真的是很宝贵啊。
And so peace is something that is very precious.
有时候我们问到慕道朋友，你到教会来聚会这么久，有什么感觉啊？
And we ask our friends that when you come to this church for so long, what kind of feeling do you get?
大部分的朋友，他如果真的很认真来敬拜神过了一段时间，他都会讲觉得。去教会敬拜神，你有觉得越来越平安。
And many people, if they truly pursue the Lord, they would say that I come and I worship, and then I feel very peaceful.
那第三个就是圣灵中的喜乐。
And then the third is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
哦，喜乐从哪里来？
Where does joy come from?
喜乐要从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
那这个心灵上真正的满足哦，要有神充满在我们里面。
And the true satisfaction of our heart requires a God, requires God to fill our heart.
所以有的人我们看他什么都有。
Some people we see that they, it seems that they have everything.
好像家庭也很圆满。
And it seems that their family is quite well.
但是就是活得不快乐。
But they're just not happy.
到底他缺乏什么？
What are the things that they lack?
就是他心里面有一个洞啊，没有办法填满。
That is, they have this hole in their heart that could not be filled.
那这个洞要怎么才能填满？
How can this hole be filled?
就是要神充满在里面，他就可以真的得到满足。
It requires God to fill the hole, and then that person may be satisfied.
所以人不认识神的时候。
So when a person does not know God,
就一直看别人去抄去学。
They would observe other people and they would copy them and learn from them.
但是里面还是没有办法满足。
But with inside, they are still unsatisfied.
那等到进到信仰里面。
But if they can enter into faith,
特别我们在真耶稣教会可以得圣灵。
Especially in the True Jesus Church, when we can receive the Holy Spirit.
这个真的是很奇妙啊！凡是得圣灵、被圣灵充满的，每一个人都觉得心灵很喜乐。
It is very mysterious that those people are filled by the Holy Spirit. They can, they will have this joy within them.
因为神已经充满他里面了。
Because God has already filled them.
那神一充满了，人就很喜乐。
And once God fulfills a person's heart, then a person feels joy.
所以一个人如果有得救
，So if a person have salvation,
他进到神的国度
，And he enter into the kingdom of God.
有公义、平安、喜乐
，He will be able to have righteousness, peace, and joy.
但是如果没有进到这个救恩里面。
But if a person does not enter into salvation,
在这个世界魔鬼在作王
and they live in this world where Satan is a king,
就没有平安
there's no peace,
没有真正的满足
there's no true satisfaction,
还有罪恶的捆绑
and also there's the bondage of sins,
所以这是一个很大的不同啊
that's why it is a big difference.
因此，信跟不信的表面看起来没有什么差别。你也要工作，有时候也会生病，有时候也有很多困难。
And so superficially, those men believers and unbelievers appear the same because we have to work. We also face difficulties, and also sometimes we have to face illness.
但是在灵界里面呢，真的是有很大的不一样。
But in the spiritual world, that's where the difference is.
好，我们现在回来看使徒行传二十六章
Turn to back to Acts chapter 26.
二十六章的十八节
Verse 18.
下面一句说，要因信我得蒙赦罪
That they may receive forgiveness of sins.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面
And so Bible encircled everyone under sins.
所以有很多人你叫他信耶稣他不会想要信耶稣
啊。Many people, we ask them, invite them to come to believe Jesus Christ, but they don't want to.
为什么？
Why is that?
我没有罪，我为什么要信耶稣？
Maybe they think that I have no sins. Why should I believe?
一听到圣经里面讲世人都犯了罪这一句话，真的他没有办法接受。
And so Bible, they could not accept that the Bible says that everyone sins.
我一切都凭良心做事，我还有犯罪吗？
I do everything within my conscience. Have I done anything sinful?
因为人不会觉得有罪，所以人就觉得不需要耶稣。
So they don't feel sinful, therefore they feel that they don't need Christ Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，有病的人才用得着医生。
So Lord Jesus says that only those who are sick needs a physician.
那个病是什么
？What is that sickness?
那个病就是罪。
That sickness is sin.
所以最可怜的不是有病啊，因为全能的医生主耶稣已经降世为人了。
So the most pitiful is not that we have sickness, because Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty Physician, has already come to this world.
啊，最可怜的是不知道自己有病，这个是最可怜的。
The most pitiful is a person who doesn't know that he is sick.
或者知道我有病，但是我不愿意找医生，那就没有药医了。
Or if a person knows that he is sick, but he is unwilling to go to see a doctor, and then a person will be hopeless.
哦，所以主耶稣在世界上啊，什么病他都医治了。
And so Jesus, while he was in this world, he can heal all kinds of diseases.
因为他就是全能的神。
Because he is an almighty God.
哦，他就是全能的医生啊。
He is the almighty physician.
啊，所以一个人啊，如果愿意来接受主耶稣做救主。
Therefore, if a person is willing to receive Jesus as his Savior,
人的罪就可以解决。
Then his sins can be forgiven.
哦，那怎么解决呢？
How is one's sins taken care of?
哦，就是信主耶稣就是我的救主。
That is to believe Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
然后接受洗礼。
And to receive baptism.
哦，那在洗礼的时候，我们的罪就得到赦免。
And in the process of baptism, our sins are forgiven.
哦，那我们这个病就得到医治。
Then our sickness will be healed.
哦，所以这个人的罪哈啊，让人最后会死亡。
So a man's sins will cause a person to die at the end.
哦，但是没有死亡之前呐，你看生病的人一般都活得很辛苦。
However, even before he faced death, those people who are physically ill, they live a difficult life.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣来啊，就是要我们的罪得赦免。
So Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ comes, came to give us forgiveness of sin.
啊，那圣经在描写这个罪啊，第二个就是讲罪就是债。
And the second thing regarding sins, the Bible describes this as a debt.
哦，我们知道啊，在用信用卡啊，大家很方便。
And we know that all of us we have credit cards, and it is very convenient.
啊，不论是网上买东西，或者到实体的商店买东西，一刷啊，东西就可以拿回去。
Whether we buy things online or we go to a store. We just swipe, and then we can get the stuff.
啊，但是也有很多人就变成卡奴啊，被这个卡的奴隶。
But many people because of this, they became slaves of this credit card.
因为到账单来的时候，才发现哇，这个就是债。
Because when the invoice or the statement comes, we know that this is a debt.
那这个债就是一种压力。
And then this will become some pressure.
哦，那我们犯了罪，圣经说就亏欠神的荣耀。
And so Bible says, when we sin, we are found lacking in the glory of God.
哦，所以犯罪就是欠债。
So when we sin, we owe debt.
哦，欠什么债？
What kind of debt that we do we owe?
哦，荣耀神的债。
The debt to glorify God.
哦，所以这个债要怎么去还呢？
How then do we repay this kind of debt?
哦，主耶稣来世界。
Jesus came to this world.
哦，他为我们的罪付出了赎价。
He paid a price of redemption on our behalf.
所以我们就能够因为他的救恩罪可以得赦免。
Therefore, we can be saved because of his redemption.
哦，所以在主耶稣里面我们的良心可以得到平安。
So within Lord Jesus, our conscience may obtain peace.
啊，因为他已经为我们还了这个债。
For he has already repaid our debt on our behalf.
好，我们现在再回来看《使徒行传》的二十六章。
And so if we read Acts chapter 26,
二十六章的十八节。
Verse 18.
最后说和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And we receive inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith.
我们信主耶稣有一个盼望。
When we believe in Lord Jesus, we will have a hope.
所以圣经里面讲 活泼的盼望。
So Bible tells us there's this living hope.
我们在年轻的时候有很多的盼望。
We know that when we're younger, we have many dreams and hopes.
哦，那个盼望一得到，就开始失去了。
And if we obtain a hope, we had lost the hope.
买一部新车，开来开去，越来越旧了，有一天就失去了它。
And so we bought a new car, we drive it, and it becomes old. At the end, we lost the car.
哦，买一个新衣服，很高兴，但越来越旧了，到最后就没有了。
We purchase a new dress or new shirt. We wore it a while, and it got worn, and then we had to give it up.
哦，甚至跟所爱的人结婚，年纪越来越大，对方离世也没有了。
And we marry a person we love, but we grow older and older, and our spouse passed away, and then our relationship ends.
所以我们在盼望、在追求一个东西正在得到的时候很高兴。
And so if we have hope, and if we have dreams, and we have just gotten it, we will be very happy.
但是时间一过，那个又消失了。
However, with time, with the passing of time, it disappears.
所以没有一个盼望是永久的。
So there is not one hope that would last forever.
那在主耶稣里面只有一个盼望。
But there is only one hope in Lord Jesus.
一旦得到，永远不会失去它。
Once we obtained it, we will never lose it.
我们现在来看彼得前书。
Turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1
第三节
Verse 3
彼得前书第一章第三节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾造自己的大怜悯借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望第四节
Verse 4
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业这个地方他在讲主耶稣从死里复活重生了我们
And here that Lord Jesus Christ Lord Jesus Christ has begotten us again through a living hope, through the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是在我们洗礼的时候。
And so this is at the moment of our baptism.
从洗礼的时候我们跟神连上了关系。
That at the moment when we receive baptism, we have this relationship with God.
所以我们得到重生。
And then we have this We are reborn.
那叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And it is to give us a living hope.
如果看英文这个活泼的盼望是什么？有生命的盼望。
And so, yeah, and the living hope means it's alive. It's living.
那这是什么？
What is this?
第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us.
所以有时候我们在想我们人一生集中的追求是什么？
So if we think about life, what is the ultimate pursuit?
每一个年纪都有他的追求。
Every stages of our life, we have different pursuits.
差不多从六岁一直到22岁。就是求学。
Perhaps from six year old to 22 years old, our pursuit is education and study.
目标很清楚。
The goals are quite clear.
那再来，大概就是要找一个好的工作。
And then after that would be to find a good job.
这个目标也很清楚。
The purpose is also quite clear.
那一般工作大概工作到退休65岁。
And so if you work, you will work till about 65 years old when you retire.
那接下去就是成家。
And then, so after work would be to establish a family.
再来就是养家。
And then to raise a family.
那到六十几岁啊，七十岁就退休了。
And then when you're about 60 or 70 years old, you will retire.
所以在这个之前呢，我们每一个阶段都有它的目标。
So prior to all of these, every stage in our life, we have a clear goal.
但是呢，我们如果把它想哦，这每一个阶段的目标把它加起来，到底是我们要去哪里？
But if we want to,
什么目标？
When we add up all of the goals we have in the stages of our life, where do we end up?
没有人讲得出来啊。
No one could say.
所以我们人计划一生哦，最能计划就是计划到死为止。
So we can plan all our lives, and the most that we can plan is until the moment we die.
所以有的人经济比较好，连墓地都买好，墓碑也好了。
And so some people they are more well-to-do, so they would have purchased the place of burial and where they would be buried.
那名字也刻上去了，出生的日子也刻上去了。
They would have also made a tombstone or inscription of sorts before they die.
这个就是人能够计划的，没有办法超过这一点。
This is the ultimate of one's plan, and for no one can go beyond that.
但是当我们信了主耶稣，
but if we were to believe in Lord Jesus,
我们就超越了死亡那一点。
We would go beyond the point of death.
那这个叫做活泼的盼望。
So this would afford us this living hope.
所以刚刚我们所读的说在天上有基业。
And so what we have read is to have inheritance in heaven.
不是地上，是在天上。
It is in the inheritance of heaven.
所以人生的集中追求是什么？
So what is the ultimate pursuit of human life?
短短的几十年到底是为什么活着？
These few decades, what is the purpose of living?
最后的目标就是回到天上，在那里有产业。
The ultimate goal is to go back to heaven to have inheritance in heaven.
因此，如果一个人信了主耶稣，
if a person believes in Lord Jesus,
你发现他人生的目标很清楚。
Then you would discover that his life goal is quite clear.
他知道他最后要去哪里。
For he knows where he would go.
他知道他人生努力的目标是什么。
For he knows why he works so hard in this world.
但是如果一个人没有信仰，
But if a person has no faith,
真的他讲不出来到底你这么忙一生到底是为着什么。
That they will not be able to explain that why they're so busy in this life.
但是没有一个真正的目标又活着很忙，那这个的生活就一直想深一点就没有什么意义了。
And if you don't have a goal and we are so busy in our lives, then it is really meaningless to live.
所以有时候我去看那个生病比较严重的，或者到老人院去拜访一些组内的信徒。
And so if I were to go visit some of the members who are quite ill in the hospital or those who live in the retirement homes,
忽然间我就发现信仰很重要。
And they discover that faith is very important.
为什么？
Why is that?
这么多老人院里面我们教会这个信徒他受洗了，他也有圣灵了，他有一个盼望。
And so all of these retirement homes for our members, they have been baptized and they also receive the Holy Spirit, and then they would have this great hope.
我们现在看。约翰福音十四章。
Turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰十四章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。第二节。
Verse 2.
在我父的住家的住处，我父的家有许多住处，若没有，我早已就告诉你们了。请读。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me, also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
如果我们读英文mansion 在我父的家，天国我有mansion.
You see here, English tells us in the Father's house we have mansions.
所以主耶稣去就是为我们预备地方。
And so Jesus Christ went to prepare a place for us.
所以他预备好他就要再来。
So when he finished preparing, he will come again.
因此我们再回到使徒行传26章来看，当我们眼睛开了，我们看到什么？
And so if we turn back to Acts chapter 26, when our eyes are open, what will we see?
我们回来看26章的18节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And now I send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这个就是信跟不信的差别。
These are the differences of believing and not believing.
所以信仰非常的重要。
That's why faith is very important.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
是286首。
286.